Hello, it's the post-match show after Liverpool win 3-0 against Burnley away from home to put us in the driving seat for top four. To talk about all that and more, I'm joined by Andy Heaton, by Phil Blundell and Craig Hannan. And Craig, routine 3-0, mate, easy stuff.
Do you know what? It's the perfect result, really. And, you know, it sets us up nicely for the weekend, doesn't it? And, you know, Liverpool managed that game really well. I thought that... You know, there was a nervy sort of 15-20 minutes, and particularly from the centre backs. But in the second half, I thought we were imperious, and I thought that, you know, it set us up perfectly for the weekend. And you know, there's been this narrative around you know, the teams around us dropping points, and that's why Liverpool have found themselves finally in top four. But when you look at things and you look at the form table, actually Liverpool are the team of form in this league, and Leicester and Chelsea have managed about par. They've done exactly what you'd expect of them, or would have expected them from the past 10 games. So Liverpool deserve this, and hopefully they take the final step on Sunday. But you know, there's loads of lovely stories there tonight. Nat Phillips getting the goal, obviously. Oxlade-Chamberlain coming back and scoring. I was delighted for him. I love seeing him up front again because he was great against Wolves in that 10-minute cameo, wasn't he? And I'm just excited again. I'm excited with everything that's happening with the Reds, and I'm excited that there's a big chance that Liverpool start next season with a completely clean slate.
Well, a completely clean slate plus, I would argue, Phil, because this run of form, you know, never mind sort of Champions League, it's championship winning. We're in, you know, 1-7, drawn 2 of the last 9. It's seriously impressive, and maybe not every minute of every performance has been that impressive, but considering, you know, who we've had to call on in those games and what came before that, it's been very impressive indeed.
There's been a real, like, grit and determination about, like, right, we know what we need to do. I think there was a thing where they probably felt a bit sorry for themselves over the sort of miserable winter period when, you know, the world was miserable, football was miserable, everything was just generally quite miserable. And it was almost like they got into a position where they'd be like, oh, the league's gone. Well, what are we going to do? It's not great. Yeah. I'm down. I'm this, down, and the other. And then they've got into a position where they've gone, hang on, they need to do something here, or we can't win the European Cup next season. And just about in time, they've engaged a mode that is a level that you look at for next season and think, all right, we'll be not only sound next season, but when you put Van Dijk and Gomez or Matip or Canate, should we come to sign him back in, and you give players a bit more freedom, you get a bit of a fresh, you freshen the midfield up a bit, you possibly find another attacker in the summer. You know, Jota can play more than whatever, 15... 20 league games, whatever he's played. There's a real position where, even if we do mess it up on Sunday, there's a position where you're going into next season feeling very positive about this. And obviously we don't want to mess it up on Sunday, and we want to do what we need to do on Sunday, but it feels a lot more positive than it did possibly 2 to 3 months ago, when there was a real sort of, is this a big problem that we might have to do serious work to build from? And thankfully it doesn't look like that.